page 137. For Calvin, logical rigor demands that God actively chooses to redeem or to damn. God cannot be thought of as doing something by default. He is active and sovereign in his actions. Therefore, God actively wills the salvation of those who will be saved and the damnation of those who will not. Predestination is thus the, quote, eternal decree of God, by which he determined what he wished to make of every individual. For he does not create all in the same condition, but ordains eternal life for some and eternal damnation for others, unquote. One of the central functions of the doctrine is to emphasize the graciousness of God. For Luther, God's graciousness is reflected in the fact that he justifies sinners, men and women, who are totally unworthy of such a privilege. For Calvin, God's graciousness is demonstrated in his decision to redeem individuals, irrespective of their merits. The decision to redeem an individual is made without reference to how worthy that individual might be. For Luther, God's graciousness...